impressed you.
Okay, so. So what, like, I'll just say it this way. You probably care more than anyone I've noticed on this team. Like, your heart is here with Illinois and the last 5 years. So, you know, tell me about the emotions. Like, let's just talk about it. I know it's rough. I would be the exact same as you. That's why I identify. That's why I've interviewed you so many times, because we're similar.
Illinois, it means the world to me.
Yeah.
And
you're fine. I'm going to too, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Trying to find the words.
I get it.
So, thank you. For 5 years, this has been home.
Yeah.
40 hours a week.
Yep.
Sorry, y'all. It's not the time that matters. It's like the experiences.
Totally get it.
Just, you know, 5 a.m. next to game.
Yeah.
After a win, Nick O'Grady's picking you up. Mm-hmm. You're hugging West Line. And 2 times I've been in here, and head coach just got fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it, dude.
No,
you're fine.
Good. It just, you put your heart,
yep,
bleed for something, and just love these guys so much.
Yep.
You're walking in today, I see Mike Heitz, I see his parents.
Yep.
And I'm just so thankful to all the coaches, all the teammates, all the fans, because it's been a heck of a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And to come out and to see, you know, on your senior day, a group of people care for you behind you in the block eye, who,
yep,
every Saturday, yep, out there, know those people. You know, it's just, it's tough, and it's been a special place to me, just,
yeah,
the way they've brought me in and allowed me to do thing I love.
Yeah. I get it.
And may not be able to do anymore. Yeah. Which is tough.
Yeah. I know. I get it. I mean, you need to understand, like, I'm speaking from the heart here. Like,
yeah.
Like, when you gave me that pat on the back after Michigan State,
mm-hmm,
like, I was looking for it. Like,
yeah.
I don't cover this to cover things.
Yeah.
Like, I cover this for these experiences. Like,
no.
I love this team like you love this team.
Yeah.
You know, not as much, obviously, because I didn't play, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is what matters to me.
Like, yeah.
People who want to be part of this program and give their all. Like,
yeah,
that's what I want to care about. That's what I want to cover. That's, like, the only reason I'm here, you know?
You know, interject just,
yeah,
to those people. It's been, you know, it's been a journey these, mm-hmm, last 5 years.
Yeah.
But the future just looks so bright.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, one thing for me. I mean, it sucks. I mean, this isn't how we pictured it. And,
yep,
dropped some games we shouldn't have dropped. And,
mm-hmm,
we're there in some games we could have won, you know. But the confidence I have in Coach Smith and the excitement level for guys like Nick and Gabe, and consistency for them going forward, and,
yeah,
to end this roller coaster. And he's going to take, you know, confident in him, Coach Smith and Mr. Whitman, just taking this program where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's exciting. And it's unfortunate that this great group of seniors that means so much to me,
yep,
and hopefully to this program, to go through some of the growing pains.
Yeah.
And there'll be some more growing pains naturally, but this thing's going up, and you know, I can't give you a timeline how long it'll take, but yeah. For the guys who are here and the guys who are going to come here, it's the greatest place on earth.
Yeah.
The culture, not just football, but all the student athletes.
Yep.
I mean, people like, you know, Nicole Evans.
Yeah.
Joe Nicholas.
Yep. Yep.
Basketball guys.
Yep.
You know, world champion athletes. Isaiah Martinez. Mm-hmm. Just so many amazing people here that just thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I mean, like, I mean this. I'm not trying to, like, make you cry here, like, but, like, I'm just speaking to you, like, not on this recording. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're why I do this. Like, the reason I started the blog and the reason of that is, like, I mean, I'm going to brag on you here a little bit. Like, the Lift for Life stuff and getting the people involved and emailing me and us getting the readers involved. And,
yeah.
You know, hitting the goal the last 3 years on those last final pushes. You know, yeah. Like, that's why I do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, yes, I want to win. And yes, mm-hmm. I want my team to win. I want to report about a winning team. But I went to school here.
Yeah.
I have a degree from here.
Yeah.
I'm covering this because it's part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you embody that. So I didn't want to, like, let senior day go without you and I sitting down and me thanking yeah. you. You know, because you've embodied that for 5 years, you know. That's more important to me than wins. And people might think that I'm saying that because it's like some kind of platitude, like, oh, well, you know. No, this is why I do what I do. So, you know, I didn't want to get out of here without without saying thank you.
Thank you. I mean, yeah. It's it's tough. And it's just been the greatest experience. And, like, words don't really capture it. But I guess to... one pick up one more fumble.
Thought
that was going to the house.
I told
Wes.
I was recording my little from the stands thing when you picked up the fumble, so I have that recorded in there.
I told Wes, you got to get it to me in space. And he kind of laughed and just said, sometimes it's thankful you're there. And I was like, I don't know how I grabbed it, but just to run off the field that one last time.
And get the tumble. Well, you didn't get the tumble last time.
So but took a moment and just look back, and I mean, I'll leave this place head out high.
Yeah.
Because we've had some tough times.
Yeah.
And gave it everything we had.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. As a fan, I say that.
No.
Like, what? I think I was the first one to talk to you after the spring game in, like,
it was
2012.
I think we talked about Kings Island or something.
Yes, we talked about Kings Island. That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
And then, probably my most embarrassing moment with the website is when you came up with the Does Robert Need a Hug?
Oh, no, that was... See, the beauty of...
After Nebraska.
Yeah, just... See, that's the beauty of football is... I mean, we're... You're a grown man, I'm a growing man.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
And I listened to that maybe 2 weeks after someone was like, Joe, you gotta listen to this. Yeah. And I was like, why? And they're like, just listen and... Listen to your voice and his voice and tell me people don't love football. And I was like, this is okay. Me
giggling like a little.
And just, I'm going off the field and one of my best moments here. And just, Robert, need a hug. And
that was great.
And that's just the beauty of football. Is
absolutely.
So many people from so many different backgrounds. You know, Harry Black, a guy no one really talks about, walk on right behind me and just gives everything he has every day. And, you know, he'll never get some of the glory and things that I've got, but if you want to talk about a guy who deserves it, I mean, Harry Black, a guy from Florida who would be one of my best friends for life, you know, Nick Algretti and guy, you know, DJ Taylor, Chunky Clemens, and it's amazing how everybody just comes together and just unified for a cause, and there's so much pride in me to be an Illini and an Illini for life. That carries a lot of weight. Not only in the world because of our school, but just internally. Just so much pride anytime this team will take the field, and one more time last week, and how sweet will it be if we can walk off, you know, knocking down Northwestern.
That'd be great.
And go off into the light, I guess you say. But
well, good luck,
excited.
Man.
Excited.